Noelle, first of all, tell me your name and a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Noelle Schmidt, and I am the owner of a power sports dealership in New Jersey, a multi-franchise power sports dealership. And I've been involved in the Appaloosa Horse Club for about 8 years now. Came into the Appaloosa Horse Club wanting to find a great horse and a great trainer, and I met Tim Zeidema about 8 or 9 years ago. Tim and Cecily Zeidema, bought my first horse, Chocolate Pleasure, with them as a two-year-old, and found the love of futurity horses, Appaloosa futurity horses, and it's been a passion ever since. I've really enjoyed it.
So do you ride and show yourself?
I do not show myself anymore. Once I really became so busy with my dealership, I tried to find a way that I could stay involved with my Appaloosa horses, heavily involved with the maturity level of great horses, but I could still run my dealership and not be so absent. When I was riding with Tim and Cecily, I flew frequently to their farm and just took too much time away from the dealership. So what I found was becoming an owner would work for me. Being very busy in business, my ownership or just being an owner was really, it was a great niche for me. I love to promote, I love to market, I love the Appaloosa horse, and I love futurity horses. I love to take risks, and so that whole love affair really blossomed. I loved when I showed, and it was a lot of fun. But this whole new job I found for myself and created for myself is really working because I get to have all my loves and my business, because now I have a business with the stud I own. So it's been fantastic. It's a good combination.
Well, tell me about the one you're promoting and displaying here, Chocolatey.
Okay, well, my new horse is a 2005 Appaloosa Stallion by the name of Chocolatey. We call him Harry around the barn. He was purchased from Tim and Cecily Zeidema as a three-month-old, and they knew that I was looking for a top Appaloosa Stallion prospect, and those people actually called me up and told me that they think that it was a great prospect for me. So we flew down there, took a look at the horse, and brought him home at 5 months old.
Wow. And, well, tell me what, from what I'm hearing, you've kind of got a current legend going here.
Well, he is he's a legend in my mind, if not in anyone else's. But I just knew he was special when I had him home at my farm. The way he loped and carried himself, he's got a lot of lift, a lot of presence, great color, and it was very exciting from the start. And I was very careful when I raised him, and at 2 years old, about a yearling, I started to look at pleasure trainers that could carry this stallion forward. In my business, I always have a business plan for all my horses at least 2 years in advance, and so he fell right into my business plan, which followed to carefully pick a trainer. I interviewed my trainer, sat down and made sure that we had all the same goals. We had a business plan together with the horse. We've been able to carry that out. Very, very, very special horse. And we've been able to, his accomplishments to date are that he has won in the open, mainly, every major NSBA futurity in the nation as a two-year-old, and he just recently won the Tom Powers as a three-year-old in the color about 3 days ago. So he's won the Just for Pleasure, the Riker, the Double Your Pleasure, the Worlds twice, the Appaloosa Worlds twice, the Tom Powers. That's all I can think of right now. I can normally name
it. Then it's fair to say that you're helping show how this breed, the Appaloosa, can compete even against other breeds.
Well, you know, I started with a big 17-2 hand horse I bought from Charlotte Ranch by the name of Midnight Hunter. He was the first horse that I took to major NSBA futurity. He went on to win somewhere around $30,000 at that futurity. I was approached by several people at that NSBA futurity who were not of our breed, and frankly, one of the ladies said to me, "You don't belong here. You need to take your Appaloosa home. You don't need to win our quarter horse money, and you need to go away." And what I said to her was, "No, ma'am, I won't. My Appaloosa beat your quarter horse first to fifth, and you know, I will come back next year. And what she said was, well, that's not fair. My quarter horse only gets to show in one class, and your horse shows in the color and the open. And I said, well, and she said, you took all the money. I said, well, you can go get yourself an Appaloosa next year and meet me back here 2 years from now, and you can show in the color as well. You can show in both classes. And I turned around and grabbed my stuff and walked away. Then I came back out the next year with Chocolatey. And again, we followed a strict business plan with that horse, a strict marketing plan. And the first show we went to, I mean, people turned around and just said, what is that thing doing here? What are you doing here with that Appaloosa? What are you doing here with that colored stud? Get him out of here. And, you know, I just thought, well, I hope you're in my class. And he went on to win all those futurities. And in the beginning, people were just not liking it at all, did not want us to be there and to some aspects. And by the end, the second or third futurity, they were like, hey, you got that app stud here? Oh, I hope you got that app stud here. And they were originally calling him Spot, and then from Spot it was the app stud, and then from the app stud now it's Chocolatey. So now he's gained the respect that he's really earned, and he's had to work twice as hard. But that's part of the risk and the challenge that I like. I love to be able to take a great horse trainer, great horses, get out there, represent the Appaloosa Horse Club, and really hold my head up high. Whether my horse wins or loses, I'm proud to be there with the other Appaloosa horse owners, mm-hmm. proud to be there, you know, representing the breed and not being afraid of some of the people that might come up and share their feelings with you. I love that. That's a challenge for me. And I will stand behind the horses that I own and also the other Appaloosa trainers and owners that, you know, have enough guts to show up at those futurities.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're a great ambassador for the breed, and I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with me here at the National Appaloosa Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.